Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080. 2080.
Hey, welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, a man who adjusts every piece of equipment here in the studio to make it just so right. I'm talking about the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, I just love your voice at a certain decibel. I'm trying to dial it in now. I'm trying to get you dialed in so I don't fall asleep during this interview.
You know, I'm a little hoarse because last night I was at the Larry Elder victory party, which turned out to be actually a defeat party. But Larry gave an incredible speech, and I was waiting to say, "It's the Sage," which I always say on his radio show. And I was waiting for the moment to say it, and I was cheering for Larry. He's got a great speech about everything he wanted to do for California, which will never happen now because that dud Gavin Newsom.
Did anybody ever hear that speech?
Yeah, they did. It was
too late, wasn't it?
No, but he gave it.
I understand. But I mean,
he was doing a great job.
He should have did that a month ago.
Yeah, well, he was doing it for a month ago. He was doing all parts of it. And then at the end, after he said so long, they started playing the opening to his radio show where I go, "It's the Sage!" And it kept repeating. And I'm going like, "Hey, play it a few more times. That's residuals. I could pick up a few more bucks."
How you saw Larry's nomination.
Yeah, well, it was
a chance to
makes a few bucks.
Get some bucks.
No, I love Larry. He really has it down.
Well,
I'll tell you what.
We
talk about the COVID-19 and the lockdowns. And here on our show, and we're here every week at this time for you, on Sports Byline, on CRN Talk Radio, on Sirius XM or XM Sirius. And we're here doing the show. And we're also on video, Facebook Live, on Roku and every place else. And we get the people from Australia that contact us on Facebook Live. I didn't realize what a serious situation in Australia.
No, they want to be, talk about airlifting people out of Afghanistan. Send the planes down to Australia.
When they lock down, they lock the whole country down.
No, exactly. You're inside.
You think we got it bad and we do. They're really locked down and down under.
Yeah,
we got to help those people.
Yeah, October 7th, by the way, you're not allowed into any enclosed area, sporting events or no. Restaurants, bars, whatever it is, here in California.
Wow.
Remember when I mentioned to you the other day,
talked about it.
I said the following, and watch what happens. This Gavin Newsom is going to tighten the screws down now after he was put back into office.
Hold on. I want you to give that story straight ahead. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. No more stiffness. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now and receive free shipping with the code word HORN. Go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com. Order now and get free shipping with the code word HORN. Go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com. Balance7.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only. Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting icon. Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game. All right, so we're starting the show off talking a little health news. So you're telling me you have it on good authority. There was a recall election in California, and Larry Elder was the front-running and got the most votes on the people that were trying to unseat Gavin Newsom. But the idiots that live in California voted to keep that moron, Gavin Newsom, in office, a guy that has done nothing for the state. They put commercials on the air for the guy. Never did anybody say Joe Biden, the president, comes in town and say, what a great job this guy's done for California, because he's done a crappy job. He's done absolutely nothing for California. All they could do is say that Larry Elder is a Donald Trump wannabe. He's the blackface of white supremacy and all this kind of, I'm telling you, it was just terrible deal. But we move ahead now. So it was always said, if Gavin Newsom wins, watch out. Things are going to happen. So now, Fred, you have on good authority some background.
It was just announced yesterday.
Oh, boy.
It was announced yesterday. They couldn't wait until the election.
Yeah.
Or I don't know what they call it, but they called it for Gavin Newsom. And the first thing he did this morning when he rolled in was that nobody in the state of California will be allowed into events, indoor events, closed-in events, including sporting events, basketball games, whatever, and you will not be allowed into restaurants and bars if you don't have proof of a shot.
So you can't even take a test now. Now you have to have the shot.
You can show them a proof that you took a COVID test within 72 hours of you going to the restaurant.
All right, so that's what they said was going to. Of course, Gavin Newsom's going to go to the French Laundry as he was seen there taking pictures. He'll just show up there. He doesn't need that. He's Gavin Newsom.
Believe me, you know this
Premier
is,
Newsom.
Yeah, this is like saying gee, what a wonderful benefit it was for Eastern Europe to have Hitler come marching through.
I'm telling you, it's going to be terrible. All these edicts are going to come down now, and so as bad as it is here in the United States and everywhere, we've got now, who is it that always writes? Cindy is here, and she says hello from Melbourne, Australia. She says, we are in lockdown. Now, she always says that, but I did not realize, and obviously you did, Fred, that when they say they're in lockdown in Australia, they are locked down. They got to stay in the house. They can't go out anywhere.
No, there's cars patrolling up and down neighborhoods, and it's shades of 1939, Czechoslovakia.
That's my homeland Czech Republic.
I know. They got great beer there. At least you can get drunk and stay in the house.
Yeah.
But you've got a terrible thing coming this way.
Yeah.
You know, it's all a part of the Great Reset. You know, you've heard that before, the Great Reset.
What's the Great Reset?
The Great Reset.
Yeah.
That's where they're going to completely dump everything, every impact that American culture has had on the world. And this is going to be devastating when they start doing it, which is the reason they're trying to you see them doing to California and they're doing to the United States. Why are they allowing all of these incidences to proliferate? And that's because they want the American way. They want everything about the American way. They want the Constitution, the education, religious communities. They all want them out, and they're going to eventually they will, like they've done before, they'll just come in and just give you an ultimatum. We're gonna up the ante of you got money in our bank? Great. We're going to keep it for a while.
Yeah, well, and it's not. This is not just in California, as Fred mentioned. Now, starting October 7th, you said to attend games, you got to have proof of a test, and you have to have proof of a vaccination to get into games. NFL, they already two teams. The NFL teams are going to require fans to be vaccinated to attend games in Buffalo. The Buffalo Bills announced that all fans over the age of 12 will be required to show proof of vaccination to attend the games. In Las Vegas, the Raiders, they previously announced they'd require that fans be vaccinated to attend home games. On Tuesday, the Bills announced that fans that will be there and take care of it. So they're saying now, there's an announcement saying that we've worked collaboratively with the county. This is in Las Vegas over the last several weeks throughout all the pandemic. And they said, we're looking to provide the safest environment for our fans that we possibly can.
This is such pathetic lying. They want proof of shots, ladies and gentlemen, but they will not tolerate a conversation about proof of ID for elections.
Ooh, well, Fred, hold on. You can't talk about that. No,
well,
come
of course you can.
No, you can't. That's not fair. You know, anybody can vote. Listen, I don't want to be these guys. There was that recall election in California, but a couple of people, in fact, a group of 15 or 20 people, I believe, in Woodland Hills, California, went to vote. And when they showed up, the people at the polling place said, well, you can't. You've already voted. You sent in a mail-in ballot. They said, no, we haven't. And they had to go ahead and research this. And Jennifer Horn, my daughter, was on the radio talking to somebody at AP. She said, how did you follow up when you heard something about this? A good question to ask. And the report said, well, we call the registrar of voters. And the registrar said, this was a one-time glitch.
Was just a mistake.
So it's just a one-time glitch. How many one-time glitches were there when people didn't know about them? And I'd love to see those ballots that supposedly were turned in and how they were filled out. Was it for the recall, against the recall? I'd love to see all that information. But again, it's over with and you'll just move along, because until we turn around and get back to just voting at a regular voting machine with dangling chads so Alicia can look at it, we're not going to have fair elections.
It's
I just really don't believe it.
You're in the process. The engine is going. This is a global movement to get rid of the United States and the autonomy and the power of this country's effect on the rest of the world. And this is going to be. I've got stories from friends of mine who can't get their money out of their bank.
Well, how so?
And when? Well, it's, you know, they have a considerable amount of money.
Oh, I got you.
But for the last 8 years,
it's locked in there. They
yes.
can't draw it out.
Yes.
And why is that?
Because they can do it.
See, it's a lot of stuff. And unless you stand up and fight for your rights, everything's going to go
away. Well, let me tell you something. This is the United States of America Incorporated. And that's what's happening. You're in the process of major corporations running this country, and not only domestically, but its impact on the rest of the world globally. And you don't have the wherewithal. The willpower, and it's happened very quickly. And it happened, you know, when Facebook and when these people started, Bill Gates started coming out with the Apple phone. They just destroyed the people's ability to pay attention to their own culture, or as we say now, the lack of the great American culture. But there's just nothing more aggravating than to watch fellow Americans just traipse down that road with a ring in their nose, and you're in trouble. This country is in deep trouble, and I don't know what the answer to it is, but they're coming for you here in California.
Well, and the one thing is Calvin Johnson, he is with the Lions, Detroit Lions. He's having trouble getting his money.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
But he's he had a signing bonus, and then he decided to retire, and now the Lions want him to. They took back part of his signing bonus.
Yeah.
So he says, "I'm not saying they got to repay me the $1.6 million all up front, but they need to figure out a way to do it and not have me work for it because I already have did the work for it." End of quote.
Yeah, well, I don't know the particulars one way or another. He said, she said.
Yeah.
But when anybody says a major corporation is cheating them, I have a tendency to believe them.
We'll be back with more. It's the Sports Lounge.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
We're back in the Sports Lounge every week at this time. Sports Byline radio stations, CRN Digital Talk, Sirius XM, all here with you. Glad to have you with us here, and a lot of sports news and a whole lot more for you. By the way, next week we'll be doing this show from Fullerton, California. There's a big event going on there where they're going to be celebrating the life of Tommy Lasorda. He lived in Fullerton, California, and then also they're going to tie in Italy with his birthplace. In Italy, and it's going to be our broadcast will come your way on Wednesday, and we'll replay it for you on the weekend editions here. And Fred will be there along with your buddy Vince Ferragamo. And I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Because Vince Ferragamo, the quarterback of the Rams, when you played defense and you guys were on the field at different times, have you ever really met this guy, Vince Ferragamo? Because when you're on the field, he's off. When he's on the field, you are off.
Well, it's a good point, Mike. But in passing, I would see him.
So you have met him before.
Did you hear what I said?
In passing. I'd see him. Yeah, it's good. I like
Ladies
that.
And gentlemen.
Where's our rim shot? Do we have a rim shot around here?
We don't produce the show
ta-da-da,
anymore.
I'll bring something in so we can have a rim
thank
shot.
You. Bring that drum that the Astros used on the Dodgers.
We
bring
got
that
it.
In there.
Who's the owner there? Jim, what's his name from the Houston Astros? I think he still beats it in his backyard.
Crane?
I think it was. Something like that.
I'm sure he has an extra one in his basement.
And we'll also have on the broadcast with us, Ron Say from the Dodgers is supposed to be there with us. And Matt Young, that situational lefty, one of the great baseball pitchers at the time, worked his way in Seattle, came to the Dodgers. Everybody's got good stories. And we're trying to get Oral Hershiser on the show as well, too. So we're working on all that stuff. That'll be next week on the show, especially if you're in lockdown in Australia. We'll be here to go ahead and help get you some information.
It seems like a wonderful opportunity to entertain the folks.
It really does, and we're going to have a good time. Plus, we'll be able to eat some salmon or something there.
Yeah, maybe.
So, let's see. We've got, I mentioned Cindy's in lockdown and in Australia. We got Nikki from Lincoln, Nebraska. She's on board. Kathy is in Lawndale. We got Bernard is in Ottawa, Canada. James has got, he says, good afternoon, Fred and Mike. He says, from Phoenix. He says, what surprised you guys from the first week of the 2021 NFL? I know what surprised me, but for James, he said it was the Browns blowing the lead at Kansas City. Now, that could be so, but you're talking Kansas City here. They can come back. Were you surprised by that? Even a good game.
It's week one. I'm surprised by anything.
It's the Packers. That's the thing that got me. It's the Aaron Rodgers. I mean, we have some information here. This guy, I'm telling you.
I wasn't surprised by his performance.
Really?
No. This guy, have you seen this guy the last month? Every time he did an interview, it was like someone had to coax him, each word to come out. You know, he was so unprepared for this season. He was unprepared to be a teammate, unprepared to play. On the opening day down in Jacksonville?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, they had to go down to Jacksonville because of the flood in New Orleans.
I got married in a fever down in Jacksonville.
Hotter than a
pepper sprout.
Pepper sprout.
Yeah. So that was really something there. The Browns losing and Aaron Rodgers. They said, here's the deal. People talked about this game here, and it's like they say it was shameful. Stephen A. Smith was talking about this.
Stephen A. Smith really wore him out.
The New Orleans Saints just destroyed Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And it was lopsided, 5 touchdown spread in the game. James Winston threw for 5 touchdowns without even warming up his arm, they said, and Aaron Rodgers was as rocky as he could be, and the result was Stephen A. Smith on his show First Take, and he said, boy, this was a terrible thing.
Well, it was like a preseason game.
Yeah. So what do you think? Not prepared enough for the game? You think this is going to be a sight for the rest of the season? That's an embarrassment. This is the Green Bay Packers.
I'll guarantee you one thing. If I own the Packers, yeah. I'm pulling that guy aside before he gets on the bus to the airport, and I'm going to tell him, we're going back to Green Bay to play, get ready for our second game of the year. You better get your ass on the bus and shut up and start preparing. Otherwise, you're out right now. I'll just tell you to take off right now.
You know, he's a beloved Aaron Rodgers, but if he has another performance this, the love flies out the window.
Well, you know, people act out different ways, and we've heard what he's had to say the last 6 months. He's stuck in Green Bay, and I saw an interview with him about a week before the season started, and he's got his hair pulled back like in a quasi-combative martial arts ponytail. You know, I'm thinking to myself, is this the influence of his girlfriend?
I'm thinking. I told you that.
You said that earlier.
Got to be careful. And, Bellinger on the Dodgers has had some stuff. He's got a new girlfriend. And so, you know, sometimes a woman can get in there. And I'm not saying it's a good or bad thing, but you got to still get down to basics when you got to work.
They should change it up. Get a guy in there.
Could be. There you go. Now, I wasn't necessarily surprised, but somewhat delighted that Matthew Stafford, the new quarterback for the Rams, he looked pretty darn good over the Bears, Chicago Bears.
Well, he proved that, number one, that he's able to do what they want him to do, and that is stretch out the defense. Remember, all coordinators want to be able to beat you over the top, beat the safeties, and really have an opportunity to open up their offense. All those types of passing plays open up everything underneath and in the middle of the field. That's what they want.
It's an opening welcome to L.A. party, and the Rams cornerback, Jalen Ramsey, said he did amazing. He said his command, his swag, like everything was great. That's like a debut that probably should go down in history just the way he played. And, you know, they had Jared Goff there for a few years on the Rams, and the Rams traded Goff off along with 2 first-round draft picks and a 3rd-round selection to the Detroit Lions to get Matthew Stafford, who, by the way, I believe is a friend with, is it Clayton Kershaw? They kind of grew up together. In Texas?
They were pals.
They were pals.
In the early days.
So Stafford shows up at the Dodger game the next night, and Clayton, you know, he was getting his game face on. He didn't show, but he was watching the game over there, and they asked him about it. And he was, you know, Stafford finished 20 for 26, 321 yards, 3 touchdowns, a career best 156.1 passing ratio, first player in NFL history to win his team debut while passing for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns without an interception. You're absolutely right.
Yep, that's what they want. That's exactly. That right there, if you turn that stat in,
that's a good
every
one.
Week, those guys would be thrilled. Now they got to find somebody to run the football. I don't know if they have anybody
yet. You might be available. I don't know.
Who's that?
You. Yeah. A lot of anticipation, Stafford said, in this game. He said, it's a new experience for me, new place, new stadium, new fans, the whole deal. But this team has embraced me, and I really appreciate it. Now, that being said...
Sounds like Matt Sugar, Max Scherzer.
Yeah, Martin, exactly. Uh-huh. Not so at USC, the head coach, Clay Helton, what, they played like 2 games at USC and they fired the guy already after 2 games?
Yep.
You think he should have been gone a long time ago, don't
Well,
you?
Many people wanted him gone a long time ago. But, you know, he snuck in with a 5-1 record. During the pandemic shortened 2020 season, and it saved his job. But people said we want him out of there. And of course, he was always. You've heard me talk about this, ladies and gentlemen. Preparing a football team, be it college, pro, little league, Pop Warner. You've got there's certain things you must do. You must teach your players discipline of the fundamentals and the techniques of line play. The USC Trojans decades ago used to dominate the college football landscape nationally every season because what? They had the coaches who put the emphasis on coaching and teaching the offensive linemen and the defensive linemen, respectively, how to play it and control the line of scrimmage, and therefore breaking your opponent's will. If you were to see any of these football teams, these SC football teams, you would say one thing: where's the coaching? And that's it. And the issue now is President Carol Lynn Folt, F-O-L-T, and Mike Bone, A-D, have their jobs cut out for them. They've got a program there that they have allowed to sink by non-action.
You're right.
And they are guilty of that. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. And if I'm anybody, I'm looking for a new athletic director to start the day off. And through that athletic director and his relationship with the president, Carol Lynn Folt, they got to sit down and decide how is she going to empower the new AD to find a head coach, not just somebody who will fill in, you know, the contractors.
A winner.
You got to have somebody. You need a real pro. You have to have somebody that can teach and to have an attitude. And why do you think the SEC is so strong? If you look at that school, of those schools that are
in that division,
you watch what the defensive line and offensive lines do. They break the hell out of their opponents at the line of scrimmage, and they're notorious for that. And it used to be that John Robinson at USC used to get. Student body right, student body left. Why do you think they called it that? Because the entire friggin' team would come up to the line of scrimmage and run you over at the edges. And so what we're looking at now is we're looking at the duties of the president and the AD, and they better get it right. They need a pro. Go out and get somebody. Go out and get somebody that's going to do it right.
At Clay Helton for 6 full season. And that Stanford route, 42-28, a big upset. It dropped USC out of the AP's top 25 ratings.
Well, as much as Stephen A. Smith talks about Aaron Rodgers and what a shameful performance it was, you can say the same thing at USC.
We'll be back. It's the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Thanks for joining us.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The result of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers, to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. Use Microban 24 sanitizing spray to keep surfaces sanitized all day. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Microban 24 keeps killing bacteria for 24 hours, touch after touch. When used as directed, Microban 24, touch after touch, it doesn't give up.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691. 3691.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com. If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
You are in the Sports Lounge with yours truly, Michael Horn. The star of our show is Fred Dreyer, the
All-Pro
defensive end, coming to you on Sports Bylines, CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sirius XM, also in video on Twitter, Facebook Live, Twitch, Periscope, Roku, Tiki Live, CRNTalk.com. Check it all back.
Well, aren't we, we're kind of climbing all over the place with coverage.
And a separate note here, you and I have been sort of sharing our lives, life story here. You had to go out and get a new stove for the old dryer estate, am I right? Did you pick one up?
I got one, and it's on its way in about a week.
What, you said... 3 of the 4 burners were not lighting up. Was that the problem with the stove? You got it down to just one burner.
Well, finally, you know, when my ex-wife lived there.
So this is an old stove.
This stove performed beautifully, but too many turkey dinners were in and out of that oven.
That's what it is—a turkey dinner.
It just burned the hell out of it.
So they did it go like one, and they just say that's one down, and he kept going until you're down to like one last burner.
You've got one last burner, a bigger one in the back of the grid. But it's tough to put a large pot back there if you wanted to cook some quail that I caught.
It must smell good in that house. The years come in there, boy,
I love that broccoli.
That's hungry. So it can be delicious. Here's the thing. I don't know if you know this or not, but you sometimes can fix the burners. You know, I try to. Oh. Yeah, you kind of.
No, I tried to put it together. I tried to put it together.
You did.
You just took it apart. No, I did. I took the whole top off.
You did.
And I pulled everything out of there. Yeah. And you know, I mean, too many pots of oatmeal burned over. Or something.
Get the old jack from the garage to kind of jack it up a little bit, you know. And then did you get the creeper so you could go underneath and take a look?
Then I put it on its side and I reached around. Yeah. Yeah,
careful. So, you don't want any explosions there. You know, that's gas. That's live ammunition.
No, it's not. It's electricity.
And the broccoli compared to that gas, you got an explosive kid. So you got a new one. My washer, I just gave up the ghost. I had an old Maytag front load. And let me tell you, that's a nice load when you're able to put the clothes in there.
Well,
in the
you
front
need
load.
A good load when you put it in.
Yeah. There. And so I like to do some loads when I wash. And I'm telling you, I got the top load with no agitator. Listen, everybody, here's a tip from old Uncle Mike. Don't ever do that. Those are the worst machines. And you talk to the repairman, he says, well, you know, you got to use those little packet of laundry detergent to go and get stuff clean, he says. And you know, we've had lots of complaints. So why the heck was I told to buy this thing? He says, people get enamored with a huge drum in there. They can wash a lot of stuff. Well, yeah, you do. But then as soon as you bring it home, it saves water. Gavin Newsom has put in the water supply, so they cut the water down to like an inch and a half.
You can wash 2 T-shirts.
Oh, I sit there with a flashlight looking to see, hey, did my underwear get covered with water yet or not? Or is it swinging around in there dry?
Well, you need a lot of water for that.
My underwear swings dry, and it's not clean. And so I'm looking forward to getting a washing machine now. And that thing, I'm telling you, the repairman came over, and it's pretty new. And he looked underneath it, and he says, there's no way we're going to be able to repair this. It's beyond repair.
He started laughing.
That thing, when you'd wind up for when it would dry and start spinning around, it's kind of like I had a jet engine in there. People would come and call emergency services to see what was going on.
The neighbors would look over the fence?
Yes, yeah, terrible. Really? So anyway, that's kind of good stuff there.
Yeah. So did you order one?
No, I just found out today they're going to give me like $600 or $700 to go out and look for one. So I'm going to go look, and I'm not buying any kind of a top load. Even if I buy a used one, I want an agitator or a front load where it actually sits in the water and can clean.
That's well, see, deal. From what I understand, I went through this with my daughter.
When you talk like this. Give us a story.
I've had in the past top loaders. And yeah. they didn't get your clothes worth a damn because when they spin, the water level goes down and it coats the clothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? Now, you put it in the front, it rolls this way.
Yes, and it rolls the other way.
And as it spins, all the water goes out into the roller, out to the driveway.
I
put my laundry out in the driveway. I kind of like pound it down.
Yeah,
on the
I go by the creek by my house and take some rocks and do it. All right, let's take a look. We got a few more comments over here for you. And we got, Nikki says Newsom is gross. We were talking about Gavin Newsom. Kathy says I may be a Californian, but I'm not an idiot. Good, Kathy. And Cindy says, can go out for food shopping because Cindy's in Melbourne. She says you can go out for food shopping. 2 hours of exercise, that's it in Melbourne and in the whole country of Australia. 2 hours of exercise, that's it, or food shopping, that's it. Lockdown, show me your papers kind of thing. It's just not good over there. And Kathy says, you speak the truth, Fred. And by the way, this weekend, this is a good game. And Nikki brings this to our attention. What do you think here, Fred? We got to get our good buddy Howard Price, who's a Sooner fan. Nebraska, Vince Ferragamo's alma mater, is playing the Oklahoma Sooners this weekend, and Nikki's hoping that Nebraska gets some points on the board. Now, what do you think about that?
Well, this could be a 100-point game.
For who?
For Oklahoma. Oklahoma.
Howard Price, if you're listening, there you go.
Oklahoma.
It's Fred's giving it to you.
It doesn't make any difference where they're playing either.
Now, Melanie is saying, I've been a Packer fan for many years, and I don't think I've ever seen a game played as poorly as last week's game. Agree, Fred. There is something influencing Aaron's attitude and behavior, probably the girlfriend. And Melanie, that was my comment on this. You know how women can take the mind of a guy and just destroy it, and that's exactly what happens in this game, I'm telling you.
Did you show my car?
I didn't show anything at all.
You didn't?
Nothing was shown.
Nothing just popped up.
It's a figment of your imagination.
Yeah, for a minute, I thought there was a green
Dodge.
Yeah,
you thought. You're seeing things. That's
all I
gotta
say. That green Dodge.
It'll show you and me.
There it is right
there. And finally, Nikki says, go Huskers, go. So there you have it.
Go where?
To win the game. The Nebraska Cornhuskers. Yeah, good luck on that.
Well, let's hope.
They used to be great.
For your sake, they do.
They used to be very good, but right now... not so much. So we do, you want to do a little email here and see what we got here? You can go to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Send us some email, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
You all right?
See, my throat is bad after shouting at Larry Elder last night. I'm telling
you. You're all right. Well,
Sage.
Well, you were trying to get noticed by saying Sage too loudly.
Yeah, I think so.
You got to whisper that.
It's the Sage.
That's
so
it.
Dwight said, hey, Fred.
Yeah.
Let us know when you're going to be on the Jim Masters Show Live, The Locker Room, Billy Masters TV at some point.
I have no idea who those people are.
I have no idea who they are either. Dwight, give us more information. Then Dan B. Thy Name says, you and Stephanie Kramer set the standard for partners on a TV show. I miss violent, rule-breaking cop shows.
See, they should bring back – that's a good point. They should bring back Hunter right now and send him overseas – to do battle with the head cutters over there.
The head cutters?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. There should be a one-hour series about that.
Yep. Now, Harrison is with us and says, Harrison's a Chinese fan of, big fan of Hunter, says, greetings from a Chinese fan, a big fan of Hunter, the most popular TV series imported to China back in the 90s. I was only 9 when I watched this at the first time. The opening theme was epic. You are truly my first super cop slash hero. Superman is next. Wish you good health.
Well, thank you. And that is, that right there was the testimony that drove Mr. Shin to my door in Studio City.
That's it.
That's it.
Right now, next week on the show, we're going down to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante, and our friend Mike Gary, who hosts this show for sometimes, and our operations director here at CRN, is going to go down just to pick up some pizza and some food and stuff, and then he's just
going
to leave us.
But
apparently he's going, what are you on, 3 here, is that correct? Oh, you're on 4. So that's going to say goodbye to me. So Mike Gary has a comment for you. What do you have, Mike?
I just want to mention real fast that I discovered recently not only is the full collection of Hunter available on Peacock, but also on Tubi TV. Tubi TV is an application you can get for your Roku.
Tubi.
So go on Roku and download Tubi, the application. And also, while you're there, download the CRN Digital Talk Roku application itself.
You know what I say, Mike?
Very good.
I always say Tubi or not Tubi.
I'm out of here.
That's the question. But yeah. I put out to the listeners.
Yeah, you drove
isn't
him
it great
out
that he came in here?
Yeah, he drove him out of here.
Well, you want to drive more people out?
Yeah.
I was going to get a washer. I might pick up a Fred dryer if I could at some point.
Well, you know, I'm having decals made up so people can send away and stick those Fred dryer pictures on their dryer.
That's good.
Yeah.
Pamela says, hi, Mr. Dreyer. Happy Hunterversary. From the very beginning, everyone fell in love with Rick Hunter and Dee Dee McCall. So many sensational, unforgettable scenes. Hunter trying to convince McCall to be his new partner. And that, here, we got a shot of that. Look at this. This will be posted up at our website, those of you on radio. It's a, you know, Stephanie Kramer in a beautiful wrap, a pink wrap. And you, nice white
that looks
suit.
Good.
You're trying to convince her. It looks like you're badgering her, trying to convince McCall to be your new partner. This was in, like, I think this episode 1, wasn't it?
I was trying to convince her to go out with me.
Obviously, she has a look. She has a look on her face like, are you kidding me?
She says, I have to work with you, let alone go out with you.
Yeah, she didn't want to do that. So, and then Hunter introducing you to your favorite chili dogs. Now, this should be.
What is that one?
I got to find the chili dog one.
There it is. I think you're in the bottom right.
Yeah, here we go. I got you. And it's right here. There you go with the chili dogs. Because that was one of your signature. You still eat those things, chili dogs?
Yes, I had one before I came in today.
I can tell.
Actually.
That's why it was a long break there at that one part of the show.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Self-propelled.
What is the chili dog? What does Hunter like on his chili dog?
What do you
dog?
Think a chili dog
well, I mean,
is,
it's a hot dog with chili, but do you
there
put
you
like.
There you go.
You put,
enough said.
You put any onions
well,
on
you
it?
Can put anything you want. Yeah. You can put more chili. You can put less chili. You can also put mustard.
You could do that.
And onions and relish. You could put a lot of things on there, Mike.
It's delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Then there's Hunter when you went undercover and you were hiding in McCall's closet. And I think you look more surprised than McCall does seeing you in the closet because we get the back shot of Dee Dee there. And there's you hiding in the closet. You always had a gun strapped over your shoulder all the time.
I'm supposed to.
Is that the deal? Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good.
You never can tell what's going to come out of those closets.
And you remember that bathtub scene where you charge her into her bathroom over there? That was always a good one, too. And then there's also, I think we've got here, the perfect ending, which is when Hunter and McCall upstage Captain Kane and prove they have everything under control when they pull their guns out in there. That's a good scene where you and McCall, you always were ready to go. And you always, I noticed, you both steadied it with both hands so that thing wouldn't kick up over your head. There were, I understand, so you had to do a lot of retakes in the Hunter show when you would just one-hand it, from what I understand. And you would go and take the shot and, oh, your hand. Go up like that. A couple of directors were lost during that.
What are you talking about?
Well, you always, you know, you're like this always when you're shooting. And
well,
if you go like this, you can go, whoa. And
well,
all of
sometimes.
A somebody else gets hit by it.
Sometimes.
So it's good.
But,
that
see, I influence McCall how to hold that gun.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah.
Hey, so Mike told you there, Tubi, it's on Peacock, it's on Amazon, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Check it out. Or you can go to Amazon and watch a Liam Neeson movie if you want to. Called
Taken.
Taken is a good
12.
One.
Taken 12.
And they're all kind of the same now. I love those.
Yeah,
Taken.
Taken 12 is where someone steals his puppy Labrador. That's what happens.
This is good.
That's what happens.
Anything. If I see a movie with you in it or Liam Neeson, I'm tuning in.
Yeah, if you see me in a movie, let me know.
Yeah.
There's a residual out there for me
somewhere.
That's
a good one. I think you're in the Linzess commercial. I think they're working on a check for you.
I'll work my way out and get the check on the way home.
We'll be back.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Back here in the sports lounge. Oh, we got a lot of stuff going on here. Apparently, Mike, it sounds like Fred is going to be cooking for you soon. Are you going to put a home-cooked meal together on that new stove of yours? I'll wash your shirt for you if you go ahead and fix a little dinner.
I'll tell you what, I'll do an exchange. We'll do a cooking.
1031.
And a real estate exchange.
1031 exchange?
Yeah.
Okay, it's good. Hey, congratulations to the San Francisco Giants. They were the first team to clinch a playoff spot. And the Dodgers, shortly a couple of days afterwards, they runner-up in the National League West so far, and they've also clinched a playoff spot. So everybody's worried who's going to end up in first place in the West. Should it be the Giants, the Dodgers? The Giants have been there for the majority of the time. Do you think it's important for the Dodgers to clinch another first-place spot? What do you think, Fred?
Well, I think it's important. I also think it's probably a little bit more important not to OD on it if you don't make it.
Yeah.
You've got the best team in baseball.
Yep.
You've got the 3 pitchers you need to go 3 innings apiece in any one game if need be. And so Scherzer should start the playoff game.
That's the guy that should start it.
And he should finish it. He should do a complete game, keep everybody else away while he shuts out those teams.
The other playoff spot, you think it'll be the Padres, the Phillies, the Cardinals, Cincinnati Reds?
Cardinals are probably the only realistic because the San Diego Padres are not going to make it.
You don't think the Padres are going to do
that? No, they've already choked.
You think?
Yeah.
They're done? I like Cincinnati. You think Cincinnati will get in there?
It'll be interesting to see what they look like when the Dodgers get back there next week.
We'll find out. That's good. All right, we got to get out of here. That's our show. Don't forget, next week, live from Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, as part of the day honoring Tommy Lasorda and his hometown in Italy and also where he lived in the United States in Fullerton, California. Fred Dreyer, Vince Ferragamo, Ron Say, Matt Young, and a lot more surprises. Maybe Oral Hershiser will have it all for you. In the meantime, email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, and Facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer. Final words from you, Fred?
Well, that'll be a nice week next week. I'm looking forward to it.
Have a good week, everybody. See you then.